So the Rambam says, Usharin Yanechtavcha, we're on page Kuftes in the Moshe Rav Kook edition. Ashoshalta Lashivcha Lehem, you asked me to answer you. Kachaiti Lashiv Vilshon Kedar Vanivo. It makes sense to me to answer you in the language of Kedar and Nivo. And that's the Rambam, that's the name the Rambam gives for Arabic. Kedar is one of the sons of Yishmael. I don't know why he chose this name. Kedar really means the black. Kedar means a pitcher that is heated directly on the fire. And because it's heated on the fire, so it always gets blackened from the fire. So Kedar means a black pitcher. It's one of the names of the children of Yishmael. So I don't know why he's calling the language the black pot. Maybe there's a deeper meaning to that. Yes?
Is that where the word for
Lumi
comes from?
Kedera? Yeah. They want to say over here that he's talking about dialects, that he's going to use their dialect of Arabic so all the people can understand. This is what Eliezer asked earlier, who is he writing the letter to? So he says, Leman Yarutza Korevo, I want this letter to be accessible to the average reader. Bechol Anashim Ve'ataf Anashim. I want everyone to read the letter I'm sending you now. Men, children, women, everyone should be able to read it. Kitshuvat inenu achad, because the answer and the concepts we're about to discuss are singular. Ruya lamud alei kol kilotchem yachad. Everyone together has to understand the concepts we're about to discuss. This letter should be published to the masses. What? We're reading a translation, right? Omnam, ma shezchalta min ha'omed be'eretz Teiman. What you mentioned, that there's a new leader in Yemen. Asher gazal shmad al Yisrael, that he decreed a shmad, a decree that the Jews have to convert or die. Ve'echech kol ha'mkomot sheyesh lo memshala aleihem latzet min hadat. And he forces anyone under his dominion, under his rule, to leave the religion. Like the Knani did out in the West. There's a discussion here who he's talking about. They say it's a man named Ibn Tumrat. He came to southern Spain and all kinds of territories in the middle of the 12th century. So there were countries that started having forced conversions. Shmu'azo, when we heard that this is what befell the Jews of Yemen, hesira hadar panenu, removed the glory from our faces. We've all took a downturn. We're all depressed when we hear this. V'ragzu v'chalu alei kol kilateinu, and throughout all our congregations, we're all upset by it. We're shaking from it. Uve'emet yesh lanu lomar aleha, and in truth, we say about such news, shishmua ra'a shekol shomat titzal na'oznav, that this is news that whoever hears it, his ears could peel off from the gravity of the news. Sherafu la liboteinu v'nitbalbelu mu'atzoteinu l'atzrot ha'gdolot ha'ilu. When we hear it, our hearts melt. Our thoughts become confused. Such horrible sorrows have befallen you. Nimshach lanu shmad bekatzvei olam mimizrach u'mimarav. Look at what's happening. You look to the east, you look to the west. There are decrees, mass conversions. We are being forced out of our religion. Vayivne Israel batavech. It's as though the Jews are caught in the middle of it all. Eile mizeh ve'eile mizeh. We're attacked from all sides. Valeta kasha azot shera navi b'machzeh. And it's about such a difficult time that the prophet foresaw in his prophetic vision. Hitchil atir badenu litfalel aleinu. That's why the prophet prayed. And the prophet Amos, it says, va'omar Hashem Elokim. The prophet Amos turns to God. The prophet Amos used to watch cattle. And he was always competing with the false prophets who would make an easy dollar by saying what the kings wanted to hear. And he saw the destruction that was going to befall the Jewish people, that long exile over two millennium. And he says, Hashem, the ultimate force in the world, Chadalna, stop, please. Miyakum Yaakov ki katonu. Will Jacob be able to stand? Look at how small we are. The Navi Amos looks at all the nations trying to devour us. And he looks to the distant future and he says, God, how are we going to stand up to this? But a person who has the faith will not let this sway him. And if someone has a true connection and he really knows that what Moshe said is true, so this won't sway him off the path. The Rambam says to the Jews in Yemen almost 1,000 years ago, he says, there's no question that these are the birth pangs of Mashiach. Even the sages of Talmud used to ask the Creator, we don't want to suffer through that period, the birth pangs of Mashiach. The Rambam says to the Yemenites, you should know that redemption is not far off. This is such an important concept. If I know that it can happen tomorrow, I can handle it. That's what they say when a woman's sitting on the birthing stone as she's giving birth. If the midwife tells you, you know, 2 more pushes and you're done. So then she has the strength to give those 2 pushes. And then the birth wife says, you're almost there, you're almost there. 2 more and you're done. She can handle it.
Well, the dude that does in the army all the time on the hike, just like, okay, a little bit than the rest, a little bit, they say that for an hour.
Right, but that works.
It works.
But it works, it works. You know, that's what someone told me. If you want to quit smoking, it's very hard. But if you tell yourself, I'm just delaying it till tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll smoke. This cigarette I won't smoke. Tomorrow I'll let myself smoke. And then you come to tomorrow and you say, I can handle 1 more day. Don't try to conquer eternity now. Try to conquer 1 day now. Can I conquer today? I'll tell you one more interesting thought. One of the hardships we have in life is consistency. We can do something for a day, a week, maybe even a month. But long-term consistency is hard. If you ever tried learning Dafyomi, if you ever tried learning even 2 halachot a day, anything you try to do on a consistent basis becomes very hard. And one of the keys is to stick to it for the sake of consistency. If I know that by being consistent, if I could stay consistent today, then in the long run I will be consistent and I will have true growth. What we often do is we stick to it a few days. Let's say a guy decides, I'm getting up for Minyan. So he gets up day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. By day 5, he tells himself, this is pretty tough. Okay, I'm going to give myself a little break. Might not be a bad idea, but it might be a bad idea. Because if he tells himself, I know it's tough, but I'm going to get up tomorrow. And then afterwards, if I need a rest, I'm going to go back to sleep. But first, I'm going to get up to Minyan. Let me hold on to that consistency. Very often, suddenly, he'll make a breakthrough. And the key here is to say, I'm going to do it for the sake of consistency. Because for the sake of getting up for Minyan, you can argue and say, I can't focus in davening. If I sleep another 2 hours, I'll focus much better. I'll learn much better. There are all kinds of cop-outs that we give ourselves. And they sound so real at the moment. But if you can force yourself to stick to it for the sake of consistency, then in the long run you have real growth. So one of the keys is telling yourself, I just have to cross this hurdle. And then you have the strength for that hurdle. The difficulty is that we envision all the hurdles that are waiting for us tomorrow and the next day and the next day. You mean I'm going to get up for a Minyan like this the rest of my life? Forget it. But today I can handle. I just can't handle the rest of my life today. So that you can do. So the Rambam tells them, I know this is tough, but redemption is just around the corner. These are the birth pangs of Mashiach. Even the sages said, we don't want to be there, it's going to be so tough. The prophets would shudder as they think of what was waiting in the birth pangs of Mashiach, as the verse says in Isaiah, Ta'a levavi palatzut bi atatni et neshev chishki samli lacharada. The Navi says, I'm overtaken with shudders, I'm so scared, my heart, I have palpitations as I think of what's waiting for us. And in the Torah also, God says, whoa, who's going to live to see that day that God has in store? So the Rambam says, we feel for you, we hurt for you, this is a terrible decree that's befallen you, and step one, beware, you can do this. And it's going to be over. You're going to pass this hurdle. And Mashiach isn't so far away. Now you have philosophical questions? Okay, now we'll start dealing with philosophical questions. After that introduction, the Rambam says, okay, now we want to understand, why wouldn't a Jew convert to Islam? What's our issue with Islam? What's our issue with Christianity? Why am I insistent that this does not fit into Judaism? So that's where we'll pick up, God willing, next week.